You can't tell what something is by simply looking at it, and you can't know the truth by what someone says about it. What something looks like doesn't show the whole picture. A statement and a fact may simply be a mixture. Seeing is not believing. What appears may not be as it is, for your eyes can deceive you, and the truth you'll surely miss. The action of what one does may not align with his speech. What he says and what he does may very well be a breach. Some don't show their true self. They hide behind a mask. You don't get the true answer for the questions you may ask. The reason they're not truthful, they don't want you to know them. For if you see them as they are, you may not choose to like them. Don't judge another looking on the outside. You can't judge a book by its cover. You must read what's on the inside. To really, really, really know another, you must see what is within. Learn to be real, be honest with yourself, then simply don't pretend. We don't have to hide our true self. Who we are, we can be sure. We don't have to deceive others when our identity is secure. Some don't show their feelings. They don't want you to see their pain. But if they stay bottled up in their hurt, they will remain. We work on the outside to give a good impression, but if the inside is unchanged, the heart is full of deception. If the inside is not changed, in due time it will erupt. Our outside may look good, but the heart is still corrupt. Don't judge another by looking on the outside. You can't judge a book by its cover. You must read what's on the inside. To really, really, really know another, you must see what is within. Learn to be real, be honest with yourself, then simply don't pretend. God doesn't see any of us in the same way as man may do. God sees us as we really are, for his vision of us is true. Man looks on the outside, God looks on the heart. When our hearts are changed, we no longer see in part. The inner man is the true self, the outer man is a facade. Don't look through the eyes of flesh, look through the eyes of God. Know no man by the flesh, but know him by the Spirit. If we do anything else, then we will surely miss him. Don't judge another by looking on the outside. You can't judge a book by its cover. You must read what's on the inside. To really, really, really know another, you must see what is within. Learn to be real, be honest with yourself, then simply don't pretend. We can't know another till we see him as God sees him, for if we see him with God's eyes, we'll have a different view of him. So we must look as God looks when we look at another, then we'll see him as he is, a new view we'll discover. What you see is not all there is, for we are a spirit being. The true man will never know without the Spirit's revealing. So Lord, open our eyes to see with our hearts we are sincere. May we see things as they are and not as they appear. We no longer as we were, we become what we are to be. Because we have a different heart now through the eyes we now see. We no longer view others in the same way as before. We don't just look on the outside because now we know there's more. Don't judge another by looking on the outside. You can't judge a book by its cover. You must read what's on the inside. To really, really, really know another, you must see what is within. Learn to be real, be honest with yourself, then simply don't pretend. Learn to be real, be honest with yourself, then simply don't pretend.